Welcome to National Day Riff, a politically incorrect, tastefully inappropriate riff on what we celebrate throughout the year. I'm your host, Sean Michael Byer.
And I'm the voice of reason. I keep Sean and everyone else in check.
Yeah, you do that. Today we celebrate Valentine's Day, a day for romance, a day to enjoy some decadent chocolate in a cute heart-shaped overpriced box, a day to be sure you reserve that romantic table for two overlooking the city skyline at sunset, or you'll have to cook for your wife who's already pissed you didn't get her a card.
Hey, my name's Tripod, and it's for a very good reason. I'm 6'2", 180 pounds of solid muscle, and I'm ready.
Excuse me, this is National Day Riff, not Chat and Wank.
Whoa, hey, wait, what? No. I mean, I was just rehearsing for this new play. It's about these people. They're about
6'2", 180 tripod. I'm gonna take a wild guess. You don't have a date for Valentine's Day.
That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. I have a Rolex. Don't have a Rolex. I'm broke. But a fake one. That's ridiculous. I have a Rolodex full.
Full of shit. Let's try this again, Tripod. Today we celebrate Valentine's Day and Singles Awareness Day, also known as SAD, like you. Singles Awareness is the day one embraces being single. No one to answer to, you can do your own thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Eat what you want, albeit alone. Stay out as late as you like, and come home to an empty bed.
It's not that bad.
No one telling you what to do or have to share your day with. You're an independent single, right? You don't need a partner to invade your life. You're a strong...
All right, I need a drink. Oh, another.
They say drinking alone is the first sign of a problem. Let's talk about the history of Valentine's Day, shall we? It wasn't always the loving romantic day we've come to commercially exploit. Oh no. It used to be celebrated on February 15th, which also happens to be Singles Awareness Day. What a coincidence.
Hey Siri, remind me to poke Sean in the eye with a stick.
Okay, done.
Before the Catholic Church allegedly declared it St. Valentine's Day, which was to separate the church from the pagan ritual Lupercalia, things were much different.
A pagan ritual? Now we're talking.
The Lupercalia Festival dates back to ancient Rome and includes animal sacrifices, public nudity, drunken debauchery, and voluntary whippings.
Damn, I was born in the wrong millennium.
This festival was to ward off evil spirits, purge one's sins, and to increase fertility in women.
Yeah, I definitely was born in the wrong millennium.
I know, right?
Pontifex Maximus, there's a beautiful Egyptian woman here to see you.
Show her in.
Gaius Julius Caesar, a sight for sore eyes.
Ah, Queen Cleopatra VII, good to see you. Slave boy, I'm famished.
Would you like a salad, Caesar?
Do I look like I eat salad?
A side of beef it is, then.
And a barrel of wine.
Sounds like a party.
For two.
Coming right up.
So... what brings you here, Cleo?
Well, Jules, other than partaking in the debauchery, I want to inform you I am pregnant with your child.
I thought you looked a little chunky.
Ahem.
Apparently I'm still good.
Sorry to interrupt, but there's a bunch of citizens outside who wish for you to witness the sacrifice of the goats and dogs. Oh, and this drunk naked guy has requested an audience.
I love the Lupercalia Festival.
Hey, are you sick of your government officials not doing anything about the half-off appetizers starting at 9 p.m. at your local Applebee's? Well, do I got the politician for you. Future Mayor Adam Carbone is gonna start that at 5 p.m. You heard it right here, folks. That's 4 more hours of half-off apps at Applebee's. You can't get better than that. Make sure you vote for Adam Carbone as your Democratic candidate for mayor in the September 8th. 2020 primary. That's Adam Carbone for Democratic Mayor. This message was paid for you by Adam Carbone, the 2020 Democratic Mayor campaign at Cranston, Rhode Island, 02920. Hey.
All hail Caesar!
All hail Caesar!
Mark Antony! You're looking good! And drunk? And naked? How might I help you?
Hello, Caesar! I brought you this. Whoa, Cleopatra! What are you doing here?
I'm going to smear animal blood on my forehead, of course. Get in on some of the whippings, the usual. Oh, and Caesar knocked me up, so yeah.
I thought you looked a little chunky.
Sure thing, little man.
Hey, it's cold out here.
And you have a winky dink.
Ah, well, I make up for it in other ways. You know what I'm talking about.
No, you don't.
Oh, damn, girl.
You two have been diddling each other.
Oh, yeah.
Slave boy, put some Trojans on the grocery list.
You're not going to chop off his head or his junk or nothing?
It's ancient Rome. Diddling's what we do. Slave boy, I'll see you later. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Oh, I best have a bath then.
So, Caesar, I bring forth this gold-plated diadem as a token of my appreciation for whatever it is you do. Figured you could wear it as a crown and become king or some shit. I don't know.
Is this thing on? Ah, yes, thank you. Friends, Romans, countrymen.
Hey, that's my line.
My bad. As honored as I am, I must refuse your gesture.
But I insist you accept this diadem. I mean, dude, it's so fashionable. You can wear it for a night out on the town, and it totally goes with the armor if you're capturing and torturing buccaneers.
Who doesn't like to look fly when slitting a pirate's throat, right? But,
Shit, I'll take it.
People, chill. It's all good. I have no interest in becoming king. Populist dictator, politician, and occasional executioner is fine by me. Now enough of this nonsense. It is Lupercalia Day. We've got animals to sacrifice, women to wreck, and evil spirits to expel. Oh, and, Needle Dick, put on some clothes, please.
No, I second that motion.
Wow. Okay.
Hails to the yeah.
Yeah, no, that definitely sounds more fun than Valentine's Day.
Tell me about it.
Somebody build me a time machine.
And way less depressing.
What? I thought you missed a Valentine's Day. What are you talking about? Aren't you celebrating?
No. Heavens, no, that's ridiculous. I would normally have a thing tonight, but work must come first, right? I've got scripts to write and some editing to do, and I definitely need to clean the toilet in the back office. And oh, and mercy, I am so far behind in emails. Yeah, I mean, it's their thing.
Too bad you're busy. I was gonna say we could go get a drink, but no, you're busy. No.
Yeah.
I don't want to take you away from your work, Sean. Very busy guy.
Make it a double. We hope you've enjoyed this dose of National Day Riff. I'm your host, Sean Michael Byer. Until next time.
Ice cream films and media.